This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, Monday, the 18th of December. Merry Christmas. A week from today, you'll be celebrating. And 2 weeks from today, it'll be the beginning of the year 2018. Hard to believe. The witnesses to all of this include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jen, you're in charge of trending information, news, that sort of thing. What's grabbing you and other people that are following some of the trends?
Yeah, what's the trending, at least in my area, and I live in Los Angeles, that's where I do my piece of the program, is the fires. And you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, I was evacuated from my home with the Creek fire that was burning. That's been contained. Most every fire, and there were about five of them, have been contained, except for a fire called the Thomas Fire. And this is one that started first. This was the first fire of that fire boom, basically. And it went from Santa Paula, Fillmore, and Oxnard, Ventura area, now up into Santa Barbara, Montecito, and there have just been tons of evacuations from downtown Santa Barbara. People are posting these really harrowing images of just the mountainside on fire in Santa Barbara. This wildfire is on course. It might even happen today to become the biggest wildfire in California history. This would be bigger than that Sonoma fire that we saw during the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's huge. It's burned hundreds of thousands of acres, and thousands of buildings have been burned. The fire department has done a great job protecting structures, but already 18,000 structures are being threatened, and over 1,000 buildings have been burned, and the fire is only 45% contained. This is week number two right now that this thing has been burning. And the story that caught my attention, and I'm not sure that it caught national attention, I thought it was worth mentioning, is we have a group called Cal Fire, and they are the firefighters that go in and fight fires throughout the state of California. They're not the L.A. Fire Department or San Diego Fire Department. They're for the entire state. And Cal Fire has been very integral in fighting these fires. There was an engineer for the Cal Fire Department named Corey Iverson, who was based in San Diego. He was up fighting this Thomas Fire, and he lost his life. He's only 32 years old, married. He's got a 2-year-old daughter and a baby on the way, and he died from burns and smoke inhalation while battling this fire near Fillmore, California, just a few days ago. And according to all accounts, this guy was just a superb human being. And so to honor him and the life that he gave, they did a 5-county, I swear I want to cry talking about this, they had 5 counties where they took his body and they did a procession, basically, and over every freeway overpass in those 5 counties, we're talking like 100 miles here, there were fire trucks, hook and ladder trucks, people, LAPD, all the local law enforcement coming out, and they gave him a procession from where he died all the way to San Diego County to where he'll be buried, where his wife lives. And it was something to be seen. If you get a chance, Google these images, because it will give you, it'll restore your faith in humanity, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the California wildfires, mostly under control, but the Thomas Fire is not.
It's still big. And, you know, we had winds up until yesterday, so we're praying in California that these winds will settle down, because it has been, I think, the longest stretch of red flag warnings since we started tracking these things. It's been over a couple of weeks now, so hopefully they'll get some good news from the weather turning.
All right. More sexual harassment news. This time, Democratic Congressman Ruben Kinu, is that how you pronounce it? K-I-H-U-E-N.
I think that's how you say it. He's done.
So he's done.
He's toast.
It looks like Jerry Richardson, who owns the Carolina Panthers, is done because of sexually suggestive comments, and he's apparently a racist as well. So P. Diddy wants to buy that team. Let's see here. The House Ethics Committee opening another investigation, not only into Kuhn, that's how he pronounced his name, but there are other allegations that apparently are brewing, and that'll hit the fan this week. Is this thing ever, even under the circumstances, this time of year, no let up? There are all of these things that continue to surface among some of these cretins. It's just,
well, that's what I was wondering. Does this stop? Do people get fatigue because they don't want to hear these stories anymore? Or will this continue on well into 2018? I think it's going to continue on. I don't think anybody's tired
of
hearing these
stories yet. Should we stop talking about it because there may be listener fatigue? Should we just not?
Is that a reason to stop talking about it? I don't know. It's just a question. Do people get tired of it so they won't mean as much as they do hearing these accusations maybe today when we still have a fresh brain to process everything? Well, at some point we just go, oh, another one, and just blow it off.
Yeah. Well, I think they have less meaning now because we've had so many of them, other than some of the stuff that surfaced about Weinstein actually blacklisting a couple of actresses, Myra Sorvino and Ashley Judd, were put out. You know, don't hire them because, and it was because they wouldn't do the hoochie coo with that creep.
But I think it's such a disservice, though, to even speculate about getting desensitized to these stories, because this is part of the problem of why this all exists to begin with.
It's part of the problem generally with journalism. Victoria.
And I think of Chicago. I think of how we go, oh, well, it's just Chicago now. You know, there's another weekend of 65 people dying.
Right.
Oh, it's just Chicago. And I don't think it's anybody being bad people or trying to intentionally demean someone's story. I think our brains are only set up to only be able to take so much, and I wonder if that happens with this story.
Is that the case with the royals? It's countdown to the royal wedding, 152 days until they get married. And so is that the same kind of thing?
Because that's a happy story.
Yeah, but still, it's a lot of the same sort of thing. What are they doing today? What color is her underwear?
Is anyone asking that?
What color her underwear?
Yeah, I haven't seen that news article yet. But
haven't you?
No.
I'm in the same place as I do. Like, go ahead.
Oh boy, there will be new details coming out all the time. What does her dress look like? Who's designing it? Who are the bridesmaids? There's always stuff like that that's going to. Yeah.
So
be
you know
new.
What's a funny thing is when they announce the date of it. One of my good friends is getting married on that same day. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I feel like it gets kind of overshadowed now.
Yeah.
Be glad there's a time difference, because if it were at the same time, everybody'd be on their smartphones.
Yeah.
Bad Vlad called Donald Trump over the weekend to thank the president for some key intelligence information that was used to get the terrorists in St. Petersburg. Do you see that?
I did. Pretty significant intelligence that the United States passed on to Russia, and I think it thwarted the attack, right? Didn't they?
This on the heels of Pukin Putin, was it last Thursday or Friday, when he had that three-hour press conference, and people kept asking, peppering him with questions about Donald Trump. Did the Russians get Donald Trump elected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And he said, no, Donald Trump is a great president. Look at the stock market. America's in great shape. You're lucky to have Donald Trump as president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I want a recommendation from Donald.
Amen, Vlad.
Bad Vlad. All right, TV report coming up in a moment with what is good tonight, more Christmas stuff. I have to underscore, I hadn't forgotten about it, but I put it in the back of my mind because I had so much discussion about this Hawaii trip. It appears that I'm going to go to Pago Pago the first part of March to do a week's broadcast. And so when I come back through Hawaii on March 14th, there will be a lot of people waiting there to go on this trip around this guided tour with YMT Vacations all around all the islands. If you've been to one or two and you can't make up your mind which one you like the best and you'd like to travel to all of them, here's your opportunity. Over 13 days, we'll be seeing every single thing there is to see. It's the ultimate Hawaiian tour, starting at Pearl Harbor with the Arizona Memorial, then Waikiki, the national parks that are there, the volcanoes. There are Big Island riverboat cruises we're going to be on, all kinds of sightseeing tours, special events, because it's a group that's put together by, made up of Doug Steffen listeners. The tour director is, I'll sort of be the ex officio tour director, but there's somebody who really knows what's going on, who will be taking everybody for a ride, and it's a great one. For $19.99, you can enjoy all these beautiful hotels right on the beach. things that I've enumerated, airfare and the boats between the islands. This is a fabulous opportunity. They've cut the price, I think, $400 because you're with the Doug Steffen Group. So if you'd like to get the information, get the brochure, start thinking about it. This would be a nice Christmas present to give somebody that you love. You haven't been on a tour for a while, or you're trying to figure out what would be unique, a great way to travel, and not expensive. Call 877-900-4574. Or you can go to the DJV Show website. At the bottom of the page, there are all those banner ads. Stop on the one that says YMT Vacation with Doug Steffen. Get a lot of information there. And then you can still call 877-900-4574 after you've seen the background information, the pictures of where we're going, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Visit the website for details or call YMT at 877-900-4574. Wouldn't it be nice for all of us to go, as many who, you know, if we can get to join, all of us in Hawaii, not all of us. The ladies, unfortunately, have to stay home and mind the store. But the Dougster goes out and gets lost. And I always, when I'm going through this, what'd you say? You're protesting?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. 877. Well, if we went, all of us would have to be up every night from midnight. I'm just thinking of you. You'd have to be up from midnight until 5. When you go to Hawaii, you never do the program. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, the time difference is ridiculous.
Yeah, of course. So who are you kidding? Give me a break. 877-900-4574 for the info on the tour to Hawaii.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There was 57 channels in the... Looks like there's a big program aimed at celebrating Grammy winner Elton John. They're going to tape a big special after the Grammy Awards. The special is called Elton John, I'm Still Standing, a Grammy Salute, broadcast later this year on CBS. Stevie Wonder, the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, Bee Gees have all had these sort of tributes. Elton John event takes advantage of the talent that's in town for the Grammys. So Miley Cyrus and Miranda Lambert, John Legend, Chris Martin, Maren Morris, all will be participating in this thing. So that's kind of cool. I like that idea of having a special for him. He's such a character, man. And so it'll win the time slot for sure. A lot of people are interested in him and his career. All right, Jen, speaking of interest, what do we have tonight that's hot?
All right, tonight, The Voice goes into their final week. If you're interested in the competition, it comes down to this. Four contestants compete. The crown will be handed out tomorrow. And after that, Ellen is premiering a brand new game show. It's called Ellen's Game of Games. It's a series that features contestants competing for prizes in games taken from the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So that's on NBC. It all starts at 8 with The Voice and at 10 for Ellen's Game of Games. On ABC, The Year in Memoriam 2017, Good Morning America co-anchor Robin Roberts hosts a two-night event that celebrates the stars and icons that left us this year in 2017. If you'd like a holiday movie, Patrick Stewart does a great job. He plays Ebenezer Scrooge in the 1999 TV movie adaptation of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, A Christmas Carol, airs at 8 p.m. on TNT. And Monday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons, hopefully the power's back on, facing off against the Buccaneers.
Okay, kid.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kenny from the block, that's J-Lo. J-Lo and Mark Anthony are in the musical news today. They're delivering $6 million to Puerto Rico as philanthropic groups like the Alliance of Artists and Athletes announcing that they will be providing humanitarian relief directly to the three hardest-hit communities on the island. So they raised this money at a benefit concert, what, last month, the month before?
October,
remember we talked
yeah.
about that?
Mm-hmm.
Somos una voz.
Right.
Which translates into someone's got a sore nose.
We're all one voice, I think.
We're all one voice, yes, right. Mm-hmm. Funding programs in each of these areas administered by local charities, Boys and Girls Clubs of Puerto Rico, major beneficiaries of this. Assistance includes delivering children's clothing, school supplies, water filters, medical equipment, generators to families who have extreme medical needs. So the recipients will include children, their families, the older folks who are on the island, doctor's offices, schools that can't operate because they still don't have a lot of power down there. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Nope.
So they're also bringing in some mobile pediatric clinics, providing self-contained, state-of-the-art medical care. I guess that starts right after the first of the year, right? Health education, information for mothers.
Well, think about it. These kids can't go to school. This has been months now.
It does seem rather strange, doesn't it?
Well,
it hasn't been taken care of.
Right, and the Puerto Rican governor just actually said he's demanding a recount of the death toll because it's been stuck at 64, and it's probably well over 1,000.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so let's get away from that and get into something more Christmassy. Or do news items like that make you feel like the Grinch who stole Christmas? There's a new music survey finding that 25% of us say seasonal music is one of the most dreaded aspects of the holiday season. Oh, great. Just behind seeing certain relatives. We all know who those are. 17% of shoppers, 25% in, well, 17% in our country, 25% of Brits dislike Christmas music. See, I do. I also dislike certain types of Christmas. The upbeat stuff that is secular and not sacred or spiritual, I think that's the stuff that I like to listen to on the radio. I don't like listening to
Silent Night. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Holy Night. Holy
Night. Oh, you're making it worse.
Well,
let's listen to the good music.
Anyway, according to the Music 360 report, millennials are the biggest holiday music fans. 36% said yip, yip, yip. Generation X, 31% said hooray for Christmas music. Baby boomers, 25%. Let's see. I'm interested in what the oversaturation. See, this is what happens when those radio stations start playing Christmas music right after Halloween. Yeah, it's the same 400 songs over and over and over and over and over and over again. I listen to the Holly station on Sirius, and it has a little more variety in it, but they still don't have... I want to listen to this stuff. Crank this up for a second, will you, Kara? Yeah. You will have a sentimental feeling when you hear voices ringing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. All right, so anyway. What else do we have here that is... I think we told the story, right? Yeah, this one. I like this. Faster paced pieces like jingle bells energize shoppers, move them more quickly through the store. That's fun. But the old songs, I love the Christmas song. Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song. That's cool. That is relaxing. That's something that I feel strongly connected to. Some of the other, the old Burl Ives song, that's good. But other than that, bunga bunga. 28, Bah Humbug time after the hour on DJV Show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, here is a cool tip to protect your valuables with three options of trunk bed covers. BAC just debuted the Revolver, which simply rolls out and rolls up. Retrax just showcased its track rail system. It's a sliding bed cover that allows you to still carry your bike and kayak. And Undercover came out with a lightweight, three-piece, foldable truck bed cover. It's called the Alpha Flex. All great products that we have reviewed. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
The hour. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. You can find us on Twitter at Doug Steffen, at Victoria, well, it's at On Air Victoria, and at C. Schillen, two L's and two N's. I want to say hi to Donald Young of Granville, Ohio, who's listening to our DJV experience. Thank you very much, sir. You didn't have to give me your phone number. I'll acknowledge you on the air. The acknowledgement. For those of you who had a good weekend Christmas shopping, you went to the movie theater and you joined the literally tens of millions of people who went to see the Jedi transformation. Because that's really what it is. It's moving from one generation to the next generation. Yes, people were killed, but that always happens in the Star Wars. It happens in most movies that are action-packed. So I tell you, it was a good experience for me. I understood what Chuck, and I'll talk to Chuck about this later on this half hour. The first part of it is a little slow as it builds, excuse me, the story to the climax. But the last hour of the movie is very good, and its visual impact is stunning. It's just a well-put-together, entertaining story that has become a part of Americana, a part of the world.
Yeah, I heard that there were very, like, emotional parts that were kind of unexpected that were very, very good. Would you agree?
Would agree, especially as they applied to Luke and to Leah. I think that because they literally what happened, this is really what a lot of people don't realize. The last scene of the movie, and she does not die, she doesn't die in the movie. Leia leaves on a transport, but that scene was finished. As a matter of fact, I believe I'm correct in this. A year ago today, to the day, that sequence was finished, and she got on a plane that night, flew to Los Angeles, had a heart attack, and died. Was it the next day or a couple of days after
that?
But it was just
before
Christmas last year.
Well, I was watching some behind the scenes stuff for the movie, and that was the weirdest part for me, was seeing her talking and interacting with everyone and just knowing that she was going to be in the movie even though she's not around.
Well, they tribute at the end of the movie, in the credits, they give, pay special tribute to her. Matter of fact, I think they refer to her as our Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher in memory. So, there's that. There is, people are so bizarre. There, as the movie came to the theater on Friday, some people went on Thursday because there was kind of a double feature. There is an acknowledgement that part of the fan base has started a religion. Did you know that? And there's a film that looks at this called American Jedi, looking at the community of worshipers who worship Obi-Wan Kenobi and all of the other Jedi. They have established the Jedi Code, which is as follows. There is no emotion. There is peace. There is no ignorance. There is knowledge. There is no passion. There is serenity. There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is the Force. And I think at the end, both Luke and Leia do the Force be with you. And I think that it was sort of transferred. This movie, not to give anything away, but what it really does is transfer the old league of the Star Wars, the people who were kids in the 70s when the movies were first made that have been in this movie are basically passing the lightsaber on to the next generation of good guys and bad guys. And it's very, I can remember one of the earlier Star Wars where there were children involved, and then there are children that are brought in to the sort of final scenes of this one. It's a good movie. It's what you expect. You would be unhappy. It's kind of like going to see a James Bond movie or some other movie that, you know, I always am asked, well, what did you expect? I was at a party yesterday. I was talking with some people about this, and this lady said to me, well, what did you think? And what I said was, I got what I wanted to get out of the movie. I got what I expected to get, and nothing more, nothing less.
That makes for happy customers. That's a good thing.
Of course
it
does. That's why they keep making them. James Bond, same thing.
What was that first James Bond? I think it was the first one that maybe Daniel Craig did.
The first one that Daniel Craig did,
and they didn't have the theme song in it, and it was a huge thing that the fans were just really upset. Like, wait a minute, how do you not have a James Bond theme song or a car?
And then when you see,
you have to please the fans.
The beginning of the Star Wars movie, it's John Williams striking up the van that you'd expect for Star Wars, and the screen with the story and the galaxy far, you know, and all that stuff.
That's
what people want to go see.
Yep.
When they go see.
People would be very upset if some new director came in and just reimagined the whole thing.
It's kind of like, what is Quentin Tarantino going to do to screw up Star Trek?
That's weird. Is that even a real story?
Yes, and he's on the job. They've got him on the job. He and J.J. Abrams are putting together the story for the next
That's
one.
That's just bizarre.
It is. It's nasty.
It's a lot of Captain Kirk cursing, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, well.
And a lot of gratuitous violence.
Because,
That's pretty much what I only think of with Tarantino.
Well, but Tarantino says he cut his teeth watching Star Trek on TV, and he says he thinks the greatest actor in the world is William Shatner. And he's going to try to figure out how to put him in this movie, because he thinks, you know, the old Kirk and the new Kirk, whatever, however, he thinks that Kirk is the story and is Star Trek, which is, you know, in a manner of speaking, for the true blue, yes, I think that's probably the case.
Isn't Chris Pine the new?
Yeah, he's good in the role.
I've heard that. Yep.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. Role. But everyone loves William Shatner. William Shatner is one of the most... He, to me, is such a Hollywood anomaly. Yeah. On Twitter, he's incredibly active. He tweets with people every day, all day.
Yeah.
I don't even know... I wonder what else he does. But he has such an incredible fan base of people probably close to his own age. He's 86, which you'd never think he is.
No,
and then he's got young kids.
Yeah.
Like young tweens who tweet at him and love him. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, he's been able to bridge the gap. I've been, because he's friends with Jennifer's father, whenever there's a party at their house, he's always there. And so he'll be there Christmas Eve, I'm sure. And he sort of sits in a corner and holds court.
He looks like he would do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he does. And people go, you know, everybody wants to visit with him. But he's very down to earth. But you said, what does he do? He and his wife have a large horse farm. And that's what I think he spends a good deal of his time on as well. She's quite the horse lady. She's, I think, almost 30 years younger than he is. Certainly 25, but very active. And that's how they met. He does a benefit every spring for a horse, some horse sanctuary. I don't know where it's out there somewhere in Burbank, I think. And so they bring in, I've been to three or four of them, bring in lots of celebrities and horse shows and all kinds of stuff. But yet, when you see him, all you ever think of is Captain Kirk. Even though I shouldn't say all you ever think of, but he just epitomizes, and that's what Quentin Tarantino says.
He's not wrong. Tarantino's right. If you can figure out a way to make it sort of organic, that he's in the story somehow, then, that would be very cool.
Yeah, it would be. All right, so anyway, that's the stuff.
So what would you give your rating? What's your rating for Star Wars?
Oh, 9. Anyway, 9.5 probably.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a good movie. It is a good movie. You'll laugh about this. I couldn't find it. I'm looking around here, and I want to go to see it, because I certainly want to be prepared to talk about it on Monday. So I've looked at the local theaters, couldn't find a ticket anywhere. And then, just as an aside, late in the afternoon on Friday, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to work anymore. And the weather was awful. So I just looked to see whether there were some movies around, and I'd heard about this Morgan Freeman, Tommy Lee Jones, Rene Russo movie about these old folks at a Palm Desert retirement center. And I said, okay, I'll go to that. And I went, and it was awful. Complete waste of time.
Oh, really?
It
kind of looks silly.
It's shameful to put Morgan Freeman, unless they just want to go to the desert and have some fun and get a check, which is pretty much all it was. But Rene Russo, the good thing was Rene Russo's face has been fixed, so she looks normal.
I thought she looked really good in the previews.
She does. She looks great. She plays a silly character. Tommy Lee Jones is just foolish, and Morgan Freeman should be ashamed of himself for being in the movie. And that's about it. All right, so that's that. And then, across the hall was the theater. When I got out of that movie, I just walked out, and the other theater across the hall had just started the Star Wars movie. So I thought, okay, I'll go over and see if there's any seats. And there were a couple of seats. So I just grabbed one.
Oh, you just snuck in?
Paid. No, I paid.
Oh, okay.
I did pay. You shamed me into that.
Well, that's good.
Or if I did it, I wouldn't tell you the story in the first place.
Uh-huh.
All right, osteoporosis in the focus now, reducing the strength of your bones, add in wintry weather conditions, and the combination can lead to a significant injury. So if you have osteoporosis, it is the season to be cautious.
Hi, I'm Colorado Senator Nancy Todd, Chair of Women in Government. Broken bones are very painful, but for the aging population, weak bones can be deadly. One in two women and up to one in four men over the age of 50 will break a bone during their lifetime because of osteoporosis. Talk with your doctor about warning signs or risk factors and ask for appropriate evaluation and treatment after a fracture. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Before you dive into holiday week, limit sweets, exercise like crazy, and fill up on meds.
I zero in on Vicks VapoRub for the cold season beginning now. It's cough relief for my kids that take you from holiday inspiration.
Stay organized without holiday anxiety.
High and Mighty offers tool-free hanging solution in just three easy steps. Place, push, hang.
And keep warm outside without the extra layers.
The Zippo rechargeable hand warmers help you stay warm and connected via USB-compatible device power bank in your pocket.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
The B-Dub Sauce Lab, proud to present their newest sauce, Thai Ginger. Only at Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, available for a limited time while supplies last. Yes, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, 47 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. The letter that broke a lot of people's hearts when they saw it, Dear Santa Claus, I have been very good this year. This Christmas, I would like a ball and food. I need a blanket. So this Santa Claus letter, first grader in Edinburgh, Texas, has made the rounds. You may have seen it already, asking for food for himself and a blanket. Imagine an American youngster who doesn't have any food and can't stay warm. Can you imagine that in America? Well, this has appeared online, and as you might expect, it's opened up the hearts of lots and lots of people. Santa Claus has been good, a flood of donations. The teacher shared this wish list on social media. First grade teacher at Monte Cristo Elementary School, her name is Ruth Espincuerta. She asked her students to write a letter to Santa about something they wanted, something they needed, after she had taught them a lesson about the difference between what you need and what you want, which is a great lesson at Christmas. Don't you think? Because so many people, there's just so much excess.
People mix up need and want a lot.
Right, exactly. So this is a 7-year-old girl who writes this letter. And the teacher said, I never expected for students to ask for things that we usually take for granted. And the fact that she didn't know, that bothers me a little. If a youngster, you know, normally, I remember when I was teaching school, you knew the kids that didn't have any money. They'd wear the same clothes every day. I can remember oftentimes this one youngster was a tall, lanky kid. His name was Tom. I can't remember his last name. But I used to give him a quarter every day for lunch. Pretty much every day, because he didn't have any money for lunch, and there was nothing at home for him to eat. And you can tell by looking at the same, the clothes got washed on the weekend, and it was the same shirt, the same pants that he wore every single day. And if you don't think that takes a toll on a kid and his relationship with others in the class. It's 10 before the hour. Merry Christmas, DJV Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Christmas music, Christmas movies, the theme from It's a Wonderful Life that I think most people would recognize. It's on the air incessantly at Christmas time. So is there something, is there a postscript to this? It's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry, what do we have as a postscript to this being seen as much as it is at this time of year?
I had my third annual It's a Wonderful Life event at my local theater, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, last night, Doug.
Right, yeah.
We put it on all three screens. I get it catered. Here's the menu. Tell me if you'd be interested. Eggplant rollatini, shrimp scampi with penne, ziti ravioli in sauces and peppers and onions. 250 people came.
Really?
Wow.
Very impressive.
That's cool. Yeah,
I will admit, though, a couple cranky older people.
Nah, damn those old people.
There were.
Those have been the ones who were friends with Doug.
They didn't like rubbing elbows in a crowded lobby. A couple angry people. But other than that, 99.9% positive. Pretty good.
That's how I would rate the Star Wars movie 99.9% positive. How about you?
I would too. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
I am a little bit surprised that there is somewhat of a polarizing a little bit negative reaction among some of the Star Wars fans on the internet. I don't get it. I thought it was awesome.
Here's what I would attribute that to. I think the new Darth Vader is a wimp. I don't think he comes across as the baddest of the bad.
I think this kid.
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
No, I know he's. That's who he's.
Kylo playing. Ren.
But the girl Daisy Ridley, yep. I think she's a superstar. I think that she will carry, and maybe that's the object lesson here for her to carry it forward. I don't think that the guy who is the sort of co-star in her league is up to it. I don't get excited about him as I did about the first Star Wars characters. But
what
I think the
Luke
way
Skywalker.
Say again.
What do you think of Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker?
I thought he did a fabulous job. Yeah. No, he was.
Well, let me ask you a question. This Adam Driver, who's playing Kylo Ren, and I think this is a disconnect with some fans. He's not Darth Vader. He's a different character.
I understand.
I think
you
want him to be Darth Vader, but he's not.
Well, but I think the older people expect that there will be a play on that, and he's trying. I mean, actually, they address it in the movie to a point by his wearing the outfit, and then the supreme leader, who I'm not supposed to say anything.
No spoilers.
Okay. Anyway, he takes off his helmet when the supreme leader makes fun of him with the helmet on.
Right.
And so there's that. But I think this kid Daisy Ridley is very appealing.
I agree.
And so I think that's what this movie transitions it from the old crew to the new crew. That's the main thing.
But I also felt, maybe see if you agree, I also felt it, for me, it very much felt like the old Star Wars in terms of the tone. Even though the effects are amazing, I didn't think they showed themselves off. It felt, even the effects, you know, I never sat there saying, oh, that's all CGI. It felt like miniatures, even though it was CGI. It was so well done. Technically, the movie is brilliant. It felt like old Star Wars. Emotionally, I thought it was very powerful. The second half kept getting bigger and bigger. You thought it was over, and it wasn't over.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, you said that on Friday, and I thought that was true. And then they bring in a lot of the old scenes from the various Star Wars movies that become a part of, like, the snow planet or whatever it was. And
absolutely.
It was,
do you understand, if I said to you, do you understand why certain Star Wars fans do not like this movie with passion? Do you understand? I don't get it.
Well, I think it's because it's the end of the old and the new comes in. I think that's what they don't like. I think it started with Han Solo getting bumped off in the last movie.
Let me ask you another question, if you agree. I believe we're in a culture now where people read that they're not supposed to like something and go into the movie expecting.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Nobody thinks for themselves, of course.
No.
Yeah. All right, what about let's get the top five in quickly before we run out of time here.
Well, Star Wars The Last Jedi opened $220 million, huge opening weekend, number one. An animated movie, Ferdinand, placed second, $13 million. Coco, Pixar's animation, placed third, $10 million. $150 million in 4 weeks. Wonder, the Julia Roberts, Owen Wilson movie, great word of mouth on this family film, $5.5 million, $109 million in 5 weeks, better than anybody expected. And the Justice League, Warner Brothers superhero epic.
You mean the Morgan Freeman, Tommy Lee Jones, Rene Russo didn't make it into the top five?
It did not. I don't even think it made it in the top 20 this week.
It was awful. I saw it. It was terrible.
Really?
It was a waste of time. Ugh, a complete waste of time. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.